This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace.
Backo, what's on your mind? Loving the fact that we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, bar none. Good times, bad times.
With the stars and stripes.
A lot's happened under those stars and stripes. So,
an eagle fly.
Nothing new under the sun. Whatever is coming, we can handle it, folks.
It's a big old land with count.
Droughts, locusts. What do we always say, Todd, is next?
Cicadas.
Floods, yeah. Fires, whatever it is, we've seen this movie before, so we'll be fine, folks. We'll be fine.
Bring get on your knees. We're ready.
Humble yourself. Realize, you can't change things. We're doing open phone time till the bottom of the hour, and calls are stacking up. Bob in Pick City, Joel in Lemon, South Dakota, and a anonymous caller. And we don't mind anonymous callers. That's okay. You do not have to tell us your name or where you're calling from. But we do, folks that like it. I like getting a call from Lemon, South Dakota. It tells me people are listening in Lemon.
Love Lemon.
And Pick City, yeah. And wherever you're calling from. 800-228-0550. John Hinderrocker at the bottom of the hour. Talk critical race theory. It's the new wedge issue, you know. Us Republicans, we got a wedge issue. It's a wedgie.
A wedgie issue.
We're getting wedgies to the Democrats over critical race theory because we should just go along with indoctrination in the schools, you know? Anyway, Scott Herman from Action Movers, I love their deal. They're hiring for movers right now, and I'm telling you, I'm going to go be a mover for a day. That's how much I love Action Movers.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're a supervisor.
I won't lift anything.
Okay.
I want to drive the truck.
I'm
going to get my CDL.
Perfect.
Yeah, and what I'll end up doing is, I'll put in, like, ear pods, and I'll do the show while driving truck. I've done it before.
There you go.
So it can be done. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, and yours truly, Scott Hannon, brought to you today by MyPillow. Now, do you know, it sounds a little personal. After I got out of the shower today, I realized there were no clean towels.
Uh-oh.
Did that ever happen in your guys' house? Well, we have an 18-year-old daughter.
Supply of my towels.
And most of ours use it in the boat.
I've gotten our daughters now two sets of towels each. And I said, Haley, yours are turquoise blue for a reason. Your towels are your towels. Our towels are our towels, okay? She steals our towels all the time, and I have no towels. So I'm in that predicament where I'm dripping wet and there's no clean towels. You have a choice of using a dirty towel, and Lord knows where that's been, or you use the robe. That's how good the towel and the robe is from MyPillow.
Pro tip.
And it works beautifully. And so I didn't use my wife's robe. I used mine. And now I'm dry and I came to work. But the towels are fantastic, folks. In fact, I saw one of the towels when I was trying to scrounge one up. And I said, is this a MyPillow towel? I'm blind in the morning anyway. Can't see. It says quick dry while it's dripping wet. Quick dry my hind end. The only quick dry towel is a MyPillow towel. And Mike Lindell has given us the best deal ever on that towel right now. $39.95 for not one, not two, not three, not four. Six-piece towel set.
Yep, washcloths, hand cloths, and the bath towel, and we got last week. We finally pulled the trigger, and there is a difference. I'm just telling you.
What do you mean last week?
There finally is. Got the towel set, right?
Oh, did you?
I got the sheets a long time ago.
Did you get the deals on the towel?
I did. With the $39, we couldn't not, and we needed towels.
It's normally $109.95.
And I'm telling you, the difference about the absorbency is real. Mike did a great job on that. I couldn't believe it.
Do you know the biker guy that does 2 to 5 on WDOI?
Oh, Jay Thomas?
Yeah.
He's a car guy, actually.
He's the ride coach.
He's a biker guy.
Well, he loves bikes. He loves cars. He's a motorhead. He's got, great radio show, the Jay Thomas Show, 2 to 5 on 970 WDAY. And, Todd, when you need a day off sometime, just simulcast Jay Thomas and let him be the K-Fire Cafe for a day. Because the guy is so fun.
And anyway, not let Chris Larson hear you say that because he's kind of been my fill-in lately.
He's your permanent fill-in, and the super producer is really good. But so Jay Thomas has this contest going where the Battle of the Promo Codes is on. He's using WDAY. The whole radio station is their promo code, and I'm just me, Scott, S-C-O-T-T. So spell WDAY, Scott. Spell Charlie Kirk, Scott. And every time you hear a MyPillow commercial, just think in your head, Scott, and you're going to get $39.95 towels that were a couple of weeks ago, $109.95, from Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow.com. And by the way, his symposium, the Cyber Symposium, is coming up in August. I talked to him three times yesterday. When are you coming? When are you going to be there? What can you do? Who else is coming? I mean, he's all fired up about it. Your members of Congress now have been officially invited. So call him and say, are you going to be there August 10th, 11th, or 12th? Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the Cyber Symposium. That's why we support Mike. He cares as much about election integrity as we do. All right, before we go to the calls, Al Carlson is here, former House Majority Leader. And I think I get what you're saying related to the Bastiats. You don't agree with what Luke Simon did, but you don't believe he should have been expelled. Did I hear that correctly?
No, I think he should have been expelled. I would have, if I had been there, I'd have voted for expulsion. And it wasn't a trial, and they always talk about due process. You weren't going to put these women who had accusations up on. There was no results from it other than him being expelled. It wasn't
okay.
a trial.
Okay.
It was
but,
about his behavior. So
you,
I would have voted for
it. But you welcome his voice in the legislature despite his alleged behavior.
You know, I could never condone that, the behavior that he had, and he and I had a few conversations, nothing as serious as that when I was still the leader, but you know, his behavior was not becoming of a legislator, and I think he received the right thing. But now to target everybody who voted to expel him and say that they are going to try and purge those people, that is where they're making their huge mistake.
I would agree with you, because Luke Simon would still be a member of the state legislature if he said two words, I'm sorry. I never heard it. I listened for it a lot. I never heard it, and I think he'd still be there, and I said it at the time. By the way, people should know due process is whatever the leadership decides is due process. That's due process, because you vote on your own rules.
Well, it wasn't a trial, and everybody wants to compare it to a trial. It wasn't a trial. It was all about his behavior, and they brought those things forward, and the legislators had to make a choice whether they thought that was fitting, that behavior fitting of a legislator or not, and they made that call.
I like
so that's all it was.
Yeah, I like a lot of members of the quote-unquote Bastiat caucus. Ole Larson, Jeff Magrum, Jeff Hoverson, my gosh, sweet guy, pastor. Bob Schultz, I've interviewed him before. I just think some members in that caucus care more about themselves than they do about the greater causes that they believe in. Is that too strong, Al?
Well, and I agree with that. There's a lot of good people in there. And they have very strong beliefs. They just need to learn to work with other people as well, because you'll never pass with, you can have the greatest idea in the world, but if you only got five votes, it's not going to pass.
Yeah, and that's
so
what they
need to be able to work with other people instead of constantly accusing them and trying to say, we're going to purge you out, we're going to find a way, somebody to run against you to get rid of you, so somebody who thinks like me will be take your seat. Well, that's not going to ever get them where they want to be in the caucus they need to bring solutions, not just problems.
And you know what? Democrats meet in a phone booth now. They can caucus in the legislature in a phone booth. That's as much room you need to caucus. And that's because of great Republican rule. That goes back to Ed Schaefer, continued with John Hoeven, Jack Dalrymple, and the current governor, Doug Burgum. I believe, by and large, I look at that whole swath and I say, wow, how many state office holders, how many Republican legislators and guys like Al Carlson and John Dorso and Gary Nelson and a lot of legendary names own as much of that as Ed Schaefer does. But the only thing that could screw that up is saying we're not playing the legislature and the elections using addition. We're doing it by subtraction. You got to do it by addition.
Yeah, They need to know who the enemy is, and the enemy is not the Republican Party.
Yeah.
The enemy is every Democrat who wants their job. That's the enemy.
I got a minute.
When they start to realize who they are, then they're going to be do a better job of getting their agenda accomplished.
It's a much more important topic to talk to you about, and the only reason I'm talking about it is because the Bismarck Tribune printed a story that James McPherson wrote about this, and I think it's worthy of a little more exploration, so that's what we did, and I appreciate you doing it. If you were the leader right now, would you have a problem with the Bank of North Dakota charging, I don't know, 1% interest, whatever their cost is, and saying anybody that's selling the herd and quitting, they're going to be able to rebuild with very, 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 very low interest? Would you have a problem with that?
Not at all. I've always said that their job is to help in supporting other banks and use that cash revenue. We've left a lot of years. We've left a lot of the profits in the bank so they could grow the bank. What they should be doing is making these low-interest loans. They should cover their costs. I've never thought it should be free, because that sounds a whole lot like what a Democrat would want: free tuition, free interest, free money.
Which is
and
free.
What we need to
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Is, well, yeah, and make sure you cover your costs, whatever that is, a percent, percent and a half. But make these loans available through your local banks, and work through your local banks, and even stretch your hand out a little farther and do more work with those local
cooperative banks. Does the legislature need to make the decision? Should the governor call a special session to deal with the drought emergency and the CARES Act money right now, today?
Well, I don't know that I would, you can overreact on some of these things, but the point is they should have a plan going in or they'll never get it accomplished.
And the governor can do that or the leaders can do that, right?
If they have enough days left, the leader can do it, but it takes a minimum of 2 days.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives the guys to trade. We run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher.
than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses.
Did you know that Advanced Business Methods is owned by their employees? So they're here in North Dakota. They have offices in a town near you if you live in North Dakota. And your money stays in that town. Today's printers are basically high-end computers that are being targeted by hackers. So Advanced Business Methods work with you to keep them secure and at the same time give you quality output and reliability. And Advanced Business Methods is soon having their 50th anniversary. 50th. How old is K-Fire, Todd?
96 going on.
50 is a long time for a business to be in.
It is. Oh, yeah.
Unheard of that radio stations are around for 90-some years. Give you an idea, the flag in Fargo started in 2008, right? 8 or 9. I should know this. I think it was August of 08. Okay? So a baby compared to K-Fire, WDAY, 100 years old. Soon. KTGO's been around since, I want to say, the 70s. A lot of radio tradition in Tioga, oil capital, North Dakota. Roy Nesset, fine example of that. And, of course, KLTC, you'd have to tell me, Todd, but probably been around a long darn time.
Late 70s, 78, I believe.
Yeah, it's the same as KTGO. Anyway, 50 years of serving the business community with the best products and the best services is a long time in business. A long time. So go online to find out more about them at abmnow.com. That's abmnow.com. Al Carlson did stay around to answer our questions on the special session dealing with how our legislature believes we should spend free money from the federal government. And we're going to do that after we talk to some listeners here because they've been waiting a while to talk. Let's deal with Joel in Lemon, South Dakota first. Go, Joel.
Hey, Scott, I hope you're around in about 4 years for K-Fire's 100-year anniversary. That'll be cool.
Well, I do, too, but I don't know. You'd have to ask the big guy, right? But I'd love to be around for it, absolutely. I'm shooting to be around for a little bit even longer than that, but you just never know.
Yeah, I was going to say, only 4 years?
Yeah, thank you, Joe. I'll take four.
I'm not that old.
I'll take four because I'm 56, and that'd get me to 60, and... But my dad died at 69. My mom died early 70s. My dad from a bad ticker. My mom from memory issues. I guess it wasn't Alzheimer's.
Are you that pessimistic about your longevity? Because you're cutting 10 off of them.
Well, I know. I'm not. I'm going to be here as long as I can be. Mind you, my grandparents on my mom's side lived into their 90s. And my grandma on my dad's side into her 80s. His dad, though, died at 57, and he lived his entire life thinking he was going to tip over, and then he finally did. But he got 10 more years than my grandpa did. I don't think about any of it, because I'm not afraid to die, but that's a whole other show. But thank you, Joel, for the kind words. I hope to be around for the 100-year anniversary of 550 K-Fire. They've been a very important part of our growth here on What's on Your Mind, for sure.
Yeah, it's good listening to you. And also, I just want to say, you're doing a pretty good job of asking some tough questions of some people on some tough issues. And basically, I want to call, I'm from South Dakota. I've been listening through the grapevine to what's been happening with the Luke Simon and the reprimands and everything that's been going back and forth flying around in North Dakota the last year or so. I think it's a misunderstanding and a mistake to call the people that are upset here. Basically, that there was a hive of bees stirred when that happened, and for Al Carlson to call those people fringe libertarians is pretty out of line, because I've met some of those people there. I mean, I know a ton of them. They're red Republican conservative Trump voters, and they're upset. I mean, you know Jeff Holverson. I know Jeff Holverson.
Oh, do you? Yeah, Pastor Overson's fantastic. And I actually think Jeff Megrim is, too. I mean, if you, Jeff Megrim, if you're in an event of some kind, like I was with him on the Mask Freedom, Health Freedom event, you know, he's leading the place in prayer before it starts. And, you know, he's there's a kindness to him underneath all that toughness. And, you know, I appreciate these people. I think I heard Al say he appreciates them, even though he called them fringe. I don't think you get anywhere calling people names. I just don't. And I've done it, right? Left-wing loons, crazy people, Nancy Pelosi. But I feel different about people that I actually look in the eye, and it's tougher to call them names when you actually know people. And
it was kind of an issue that kind of drove a bigger wedge between the, you know, the good, hard, down-home working people and the top brass in the Republican Party.
Probably.
That was my piece. That was what I wanted to say.
Well, I'm glad you did. Glad you called. Thank you. Let's go to Anonymous, because this is intriguing to me. Anonymous, somewhere in North Dakota, speak your mind and what's on your mind.
Well, I've been listening to your guys' radio ad for wind. North Dakota's most largest resource, or whatever they call it.
Yeah, abundant and permanent. Abundant and permanent is the word you're looking for, yep.
Yeah, but they say there's 3,400 people working in the industry. That would put them bigger than all the coal mines and the gas plant, or the coal plants that we have in North Dakota. I don't know where they're getting their number from.
Let me just look here at what we say. North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. $10.6 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. Then it says 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in wind energy. I don't know if that's saying in North Dakota.
Yeah, that's pretty deceiving, because their other numbers are all about North Dakota, and we wouldn't have been in the predicament we were in February when the rolling blackouts came through if wind was treated like it's supposed to be. You've given them a capacity credit for the market, and when they need capacity, they don't have any. And what that's done is...
Well, I think I hear what you're saying. I'm having a little trouble hearing you in the car there, but I think I got the gist of it, that wind is the problem. Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you are. But
if you didn't give them the capacity credit, your capacity market would come up. You wouldn't allow some of the coal plants in North Dakota that you lost, and some of the other things that have gone on in the central part of the United States, and we would have had solid energy to get through the February event, and we wouldn't have faced the rolling blackouts in western North Dakota that we did.
Who's to blame for that?
Well, the wind industry itself, they keep lobbying for stuff that they say they don't need, but as soon as they get a chance, they take another tax credit.
They don't lobby for production tax credits anymore. You wouldn't hear Scott Hinnon talking about them.
They sure don't turn them down when they get them. They have to speak to the fact that they don't need them, but they don't tell the legislators that they won't take them. They take them as soon as they get them, and they're still getting them. They should have been done 15 years ago.
Find me anybody that doesn't take money when it's offered them. That's a hard find. But I would say this. The most important thing I like about the energy is that if you are you own farm, you're out there trying to make hay right now, you can decide whether or not you want a wind tower or not. And if you said yes, you're going to get some income in a tough year like this year that you wouldn't otherwise get. So I want you, the landowner, to decide. Second thing I'll say about this.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, their website is mdforallenergy.org. They agree with you we need coal. They agree with you that we need other sources of energy. They're saying mdforallenergy.org, and they live that. Hang on, I want to let you finish your point after the break. Don't go away. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
It's been a long day, and even longer week, and don't even think about the past year. At the end of a crazy day, you can let all those stressful thoughts just fade away with the smooth taste of North Dakota Sweet Crude, an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and now there's a new generation of Sweet Crude called Sweet Crude Orange, the same smooth finish with a splash of orange. North Dakota Sweet Crude and Sweet Crude Orange, a great way to finish your day.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Texans are confirmed dead in what LaPorte officials are calling a mass casualty incident at a LyondellBasell chemical plant Tuesday night in unincorporated Harris County. What caused the chemical-type explosion released inside the plant is still under investigation. Harris County Pollution Control arrived at the scene to conduct air monitoring, and there did not appear to be an off-site impact. Nevada is reinstating a coronavirus mask mandate requiring people to wear masks in public indoor spaces regardless of vaccination status.
Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden in May. The mandate becomes effective at 12:01 a.m. Friday and includes Las Vegas, Carson City, and Reno. CDC Director Walensky on Tuesday.
Is that virus and the potential mutations away? We are from a very transmissible virus.
USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I love Newsmax, but I can't get Newsmax on my Midco, so I don't have Midco anymore. I have Roku. Can't follow this. Sparklight, Seja, because you don't have Newsmax. I'm sorry. And this is something you can do, folks. You can call Midco and say, you know what? I want that Newsmax, and I like Midco, so just fix this. And put it up to them. It's Roku does it for free. Most streaming systems, you can get Newsmax for free. On my Newsmax app on my phone, which, by the way, I'm watching more and more TV, guys. Anybody else doing this? On my phone.
Yep, I watch Newsmax on my phone.
I don't need a 70-inch screen TV.
Yep. Getting out a fake book.
Even Olympics. I'm
watching Newsmax, yep.
Even the Olympics. You know, how are the gymnastics, the U.S. team doing? How's the volleyball team? Anyway, if you watch Newsmax, if you have it like I do, you're going to learn all you need to know about the new socialism. A lot of Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Let's see, is that free, guys? Todd, Kim?
Sure.
So, Rob Schmidt this week on Newsmax is really taking this on, dead on, really, and talking truth to power on the new socialism and also AOC, Bernie Sanders and all. Biden's spending programs right now, I told you a story yesterday, I got a free money. I thought it was free money, but it was actually an advance payment on my tax bill, so I'll owe the government more next year. Won't that be fun? But his spending programs are costing you trillions right now, and inflation is going through the roof. And if you care about your money, this can cost you a lot. That's why you want Newsmax. All right, John Hinderacher is here, but I first want to finish, and John, I'm going to bring you in. John's the president of the Center of the American Experiment. Was in North Dakota a couple of Wednesdays ago for the announcement that with the right amount of support, they'll be moving into North Dakota and South Dakota and expanding their Minnesota operation. But a gentleman is on the phone with me here, and we're talking about who's to blame for wind power. And you had something else to say. I want to do that before I ask John this question of who's to blame. You think that the wind industry is to blame because they keep taking free money, right?
Well, they've gotten to the point where they don't have to lobby because they have enough support where they get the free money without it. You just talked about the deficit and everything that's going on. Well, all that money is coming from you and I for them to run. and we end up with unreliable electricity, then those that want it should be willing to pay for it. And we should be able to segregate so that they pay for it and we don't have to. And I'd love nothing more than to see sometime in the middle of January when it's 25 below that we shut the solar and the energy off that goes to Minnesota, because they'd be real happy with the wind that they get and the solar that they get when that occurs. Because if we don't have baseball, you can't exceed a third renewables or you crash the system. And SPP has exceeded a third renewables by a substantial amount. I look forward to listening to your next caller, and we'll get a chance to talk again one day.
Well, anytime somebody calls from the tractor, they get as much time as they want. I'm going to let you get back to it, but I appreciate the call. So, John, just referee this for a minute. I believe we blame not the wind industry, because the wind industry right now can go to South Dakota and they go to Minnesota, or they can go to North Dakota. So they come to North Dakota and say, landowners, you decide yes or no. Okay? And there is a demand for wind power because the utilities love it. So if you want to blame anybody for utilities, and you certainly Congress and the production tax credit, which the industry has said for a long time now, we don't need it, but they keep giving it to them because Chuck Grassley has a lot of power and Nancy Pelosi loves wind and everything green. So we can blame leaders in Congress and utilities for the wind industry. Am I wrong?
Well, the reason for all the billions of dollars that are being spent on wind and solar is mandates and subsidies.
Right.
State governments mandate that a certain percentage of electricity has to come from those sources. And meanwhile, the federal government subsidizes. So it's this kind of devastating 1-2 punch. And that's why we're seeing the development of these resources. I blame the environmentalists. I mean, the theory behind this is that we're doing it to save the planet by reducing CO2 emissions. But any way you work the numbers, the impact of the wind and solar on global temperatures is zero. I mean, it's not small. It is zero. You could build all the windmills you want, and it is not going to have any impact on the Earth's climate.
Tell me if I'm a sellout on this. I believe strongly in landowner rights. And when I look the people in this industry in the eye and they say, this will work without the production tax credit, we're never begging for it again, I say, okay, now I've got a landowner rights argument that now I can put farmers in the energy industry and decide yes or no, I want that on my property. All right. And in North Dakota, in 2019, I know for a fact that a lot of money went into the pockets of farmers. Okay. And I know that 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees all said, I like wind. And they paid in North Dakota $10.6 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners. Now, if we would have said, screw you, wind, we don't want you. Hope nobody's watching the stream because I used a gesture I probably shouldn't have. What we're saying is just go to South Dakota and Minnesota, where their policymakers, where their mandates and subsidies are going to continue to hand out this candy. So I just want to give North Dakota landowners that choice. And I also see the wind industry in North Dakota say the following. We're only one piece of the puzzle. We're not anti-coal, we're not anti-hydro, we're not anti-natural gas, all of the above. Am I a sellout by saying I think that's okay?
Well, no, I don't think so, Scott. I mean, if I understand you correctly, I don't blame the farmer. You know, I don't blame the landowner. If he wants to, if he thinks it's worth it to get paid rental to have wind turbines on his property, more power to him. But I can tell you this, if the states stopped mandating the use of so-called green energy, the wind turbines would all go away. The issue would not even arise.
Right.
And the other, you talk about who's to blame for this, Scott. We do not want to leave the utilities out of the picture. The investor-owned utilities like Xcel Energy here in Minnesota have got a huge, huge financial interest here. And if you look specifically at a company like Xcel, the business problem that they have had is that their plants, which are terrific coal and nuclear and natural gas plants, the coal and nuclear plants in particular, the big ones, are fully depreciated. And that greatly cuts into the utility's profit margin. So every time they make a capital investment as a regulated utility, they are guaranteed return of capital and a profit of something like 7.5%. Well, you can make money on that guarantee all day long. All you have to do is make big capital investments. And so when the states mandate green energy, wind and solar, the utilities, it's a no-brainer for them to go out and spend many billions of dollars, as Xcel has been doing, on developing those facilities. They're guaranteed a profit on it, and the losers are the ratepayers.
I talked to the president of Xcel Energy not long ago at a Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo event, and I said, you know, you guys are green. You're on this green jihad. You're setting dates that are just sort of like throwing a dart at the calendar, and I'm confused. He said, well, Scott, this is aspirational. This is a goal. And it has to be affordable, and it has to be reliable, or we're not doing it. I said, well, then you're not doing it, because there's no way it can be affordable, and there's no way it can be reliable, and we've seen this movie before. So aspirational means there's a pig in a poke. And he said,
yeah, you are so right. You are so right. A lot of people don't realize, in our part of the country, solar panels produce electricity about 18% of the time. That's 1/8%. 82% of the time, you're burning natural gas. You know, that's the trade-off. And the most efficient wind turbines produce electricity about 40% of the time. Most of the time, they're not doing a darn thing. And in fact, when they're not producing, they're actually drawing electricity off the grid. And so here again, 60% of the time, you're not using the wind turbines, you're burning natural gas. And so this whole thing, Scott, is, you know, in any logical perspective, it is ridiculous. But I'll tell you, billions and billions of dollars are being made, and that's what's driving it.
We only have a few minutes left. I have a star trip from another day, a couple Sundays ago, I think it was in the Minneapolis airport, and I grabbed this, and I just chuckled because it said a new wedge issue in campaign. GOP seizes on critical issue theory as partisan divider. So you are the chief partisan divider, I want you to know, because you dared to go to 20-some cities in Minnesota and actually said, here is what critical race theory is. So, way to go, you wedgie. That's what you are.
Scott, this always makes me laugh. Whenever conservatives have a winning electoral issue, the press treats it like it's dirty pool, right? So it's Republicans pounce. Republicans are seizing on this issue where like 80% of the voters are with them. Well, I should hope so. I should hope we're taking this issue to the voters. I should hope we're exposing what's going on in the public schools and in these programs, as you know, Scott, that we put on all across the state of Minnesota. And we're not done either. We're moving into phase two here shortly. We talk about concrete, specific examples from Minnesota classrooms of what critical race theory means in practice. And when people learn what's actually going on in the public schools and what CRT means to their kids, the vast majority of them are outraged. And is this going to be an issue in the 22 election? You bet it is.
All right, we only have a couple minutes left. I want to take some of these calls that have been waiting. Tom in Cooperstown, I want to talk about our governor, Doug Burgum. Go ahead, Tom, with your question or comment quickly, please, for John Hinderacher.
Yeah, hi, Scott. Thank you for taking my call. I was at a meeting in Portland, North Dakota, the other day. The governor was there, and after the meeting, I asked him, he'd just come from a big convention of the Republican governors, and I asked him if they'd discuss Mike Lindell's symposium that's coming up. And he said that they hadn't even talked about it. I then asked him what his opinion was, and he said he hadn't given it much thought. I really didn't find that very encouraging from our governor. I'm a Lindell fan. I really believe there's some things to be looking.
Yeah, this event he's talking about is the Cyber Symposium Mike Lindell is putting on in Sioux Falls, August 10, 11, 12. And it's less important for Doug Burgum to be there and more important for Sean Riley to be there, who's our cyber expert in the state. But I know Kevin Cramer's sending his chief of staff and two other staff members. They've done research on 64 legal cases on this, and there's all kinds of issues. You and I have talked about this before. Should elected leaders, should legislators, secretaries of state, should they go hear from cyber experts at this event, John Hinderacher?
Well, we're talking about election security, right, Scott? That's the context.
Election integrity, whether election or not the machines could be trusted, all that stuff.
Scott, there is no issue more important than election integrity. And, you know, we've got to get to the bottom of it. We know that a lot of the procedures that were followed in 2020, as, for example, here in Minnesota, with the complete lack of security on millions of mail-in ballots, I mean, it was a scandal. And I don't know how many of them were fraudulent. I have no idea. I'm sure some of them were.
Well, again, so I don't know what does it hurt to listen to some cyber experts and find out where the holes are.
Public confidence in our elections is absolutely vital. We got to get to the bottom of it and be able to assure the public that our elections are honest and above board.
Help bring the Center of the American Experiment to North and South Dakota. Go to AmericanExperiment.org. Donate. I don't care if it's $10. Help us do this. Thank you, John Hinderacher. More coming up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
When the weather cooperates here in the Valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
July's here, a great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma Pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of giant seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1 liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus great daily specials like fresh baked muffins for 99 cents, 2 fresh baked cookies. Buy them, get one free. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait.
Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I'm...
Scott Henner wants to hear Biz Markie. We can deliver. What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann. I just didn't see that day coming. Powered by Schwann. BuickGMC.com. Building relationships for over 20 years. Or keeps our customers coming back. Exceptional service. Lifetime powertrain warranty. Free service loaners. And so much more. Shop, click, drive, and you can get it yourself. Schwann. BuickGMC.com.
Full disclosure, I want 20-somethings to listen to talk radio. That's my only mission.
They don't
mission,
even know
so.
Who Biz Markie is. That was like 20-something years ago.
No, the reason that I know who he is because I unfortunately read the New York Times in the Minneapolis airport on July 18th, and I saw a story that says Biz Markie, I thought it was pronounced, but somebody told me it's Markie,
yes.
A rap genius, had died. So I thought, well, rappers, you know, if he's a rap genius, I only bought it. This was like Section D or something. I bought it because I didn't know this, but according to the New York Times, the parched farmland in California and everywhere else is because of climate action. We don't have enough climate action.
Well, no, it's climate action now.
Yeah,
okay.
It's climate action.
I want to make sure to use the right terminology here.
That's right,
action.
Baby.
Well, okay. Was it in the 30s when we had the Dust Bowl and the worst drought?
I don't know.
What was it then?
It was climate change, but it's now changing the other way.
We didn't call it climate anything. We weren't so politically correct back then.
Texters are saying farmers should go ahead and cut their CRP acres. Democrats don't follow rules. Why should farmers?
Yes, I totally agree.
Another texter says, I can go to Farm Credit of Mandan today and get a loan for cows for less than 2.5% interest. No, less than 3.5. Okay. Well, I'd go do it, and I'd do it all day long because they're good folks at Farm Credit of Mandan, number one. But number two, Bank of North Dakota, come on. Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, really.
I think we have a solution here. It's called a special session. And Al Carlson did stay after that last conversation we had with him, and we're going to lead with that tomorrow. I think it's time for a special session on drought and on CARES Act money and how it's spent.
Yeah, how do
we
not
do that? If the governor doesn't call it, I think the legislators should. We got to get Chad in here with Scott Herman, but who has waited the longest here? I'm going to just go randomly pick one here because everybody's waiting a long time. Bob, pick city, go.
Yo.
Hi, Bob. You got a minute. Go.
Okay, Scott, I was going to tell you that Biden had called Pelosi, telling her about how bad the farm situation was and the hungry cows. And she said she didn't understand the problem. Let him eat cake.
Did she say that while going to the closed down San Francisco hair salons, getting her coif? Is that what you call it? C-O-I-F-F? Yeah. Phony baloney, baby. Phony baloney.
Out of touch shill she is.
Yeah.
Can I say one other thing?
Very quickly.
After I had the call the other day about the slaughterhouses, he had the egg guy come on and say that it wouldn't pencil. But here's a fact, Scott. They're paying the farmer 90 cents, and ribeyes are $15. Now, if you develop the market right and you have a tannery and you sell the cow feet to Belize or to Central America for cow foot soup, which is actually really good, and you sell the tails to Italy for oxibuco, and you sell the brain and the tongue to Mexico for tacos, which I love. You know,
you lost me at tacos, but I think you're saying it does pencil. I got it. Texter says, tell Scott, where I come from, a buddy would loan you his girlfriend before he'd loan you his truck, dog, or gun. He mentioned loaning his truck during the Puckos commercial. I guess that means I'm a city boy, right? Great show. Thank you for the text. God bless you. Speaking of text, if you are 20-something and you listen to this show, text me today, because I'm going to give you a one random winner out of everybody that texts. If you're 20, honor system, and you listen to this show and you like the Biz Markie or whatever his name is, I'll give you your pick of my pillow prizes, and it could be towels or something else. Just that simple. Text me, 701-367-2054. Scott Herman on from Action Movers. I tell you what. The $99 special is amazing. Couple of guys in a truck, and it's $99. And what do I get for that, Scott?
Yeah, hi, Scott. Well, what you get for it is two movers in a truck, and it's our most aggressive
promotion that we've ran in over 20 years. And most moving companies this time of year raise their prices. We decided to get aggressive, lower our prices, and to keep up with the demand, we've also raised our wages to attract more people to work for us and take care of our customers.
I love that. So speaking of 20-somethings, they got some pretty good-sized muscles. And mover, packer, or if they want to do a driver, hey, get a CDL, and you're going to help them be in business for themselves. Right, Scott?
Yeah, absolutely. As you mentioned, we're hiring for movers, packers, drivers. We have locations all throughout the Dakotas, as well as down in Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. And now it couldn't be a better time than to come into the moving industry. It's unbelievable, particularly with your Class A, the amount of money you can earn right now being a professional mover and driver.
Can I join the crew for a day and do something that that anybody could do? I just want to come in as like a first-time employee and find out how much fun it is and talk to your employees. Could I do that for a day?
Hey, we have a job for you right now today in Fargo, Scott.
Today,
we'll be ready.
Nice. I'm a little busy today, but I will do this sometime in the next 30 days. I'm going to be mover for a day with Action Movers because they're veteran-owned. These are patriots. Great people. How do I get the $99 special? What do I got to call, and what do I do if I want to work for you?
You can either go to actionmovers.com. There's two A's in action, so it's aactionmovers.com, or you can give us a call, we'll get you to the right people.
Stop it and see them, too. Action Movers. God bless it. Calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation soars. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight, 9 p.m. Central. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems, except for Midco, which continues to ban Newsmax while keeping 11 liberal news channels. If your operator like Midco doesn't carry it, call them, demand Newsmax, or you can switch. Buy Newsmax for free on most streaming systems, Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. I watch Newsmax because it's news we can trust.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.